From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz, and he's actually joining us from Minsk. Will, what are you doing in Minsk?
Hi, Leanne. It's the 17th World Puzzle Championship. There's 22 teams from all over the world here, and the winner is USA.
All right. Well, we have the sports thing coming up in just a second, but I just want to say how nice it was to see you at the Japan Society, and you went on to do the Sudoku Championship in Philadelphia. So
that's right.
Why don't we reveal some secrets and people will understand. First of all, the challenge that you left with everyone last week.
It came from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. I said the phrase non-classical analysis contains 8 different letters of the alphabet, 2 of them once, 2 of them twice, 2 of them 3 times, and 2 of them 4 times. And I asked the name of what sports team has the same property.
What was your answer?
The answer is the Philadelphia Phillies.
How prescient. I bet you were doing that because of the Sudoku Championship, but were completely unaware that they would pull off a World Series championship in the week between puzzles.
I had a feeling.
You have. You can say that now, right? Well, about 2,000 other people had a similar feeling and are randomly selected someone from the correct entries to play the game on the air with us is Ed Kulsik of Sun City West, Arizona. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
Are you a Phillies fan?
No. I grew up in New York, and I'm still a diehard Mets fan.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This year was tough.
It was.
Oh, dear. Well, how long did it take you to solve our puzzle?
Actually, about an hour.
Cool. You're going to be doing something special this coming Tuesday, right?
Yes. My wife and I will be up bright and early, and we will be working at the local polling place for what we expect will be a very busy election day.
I bet it will be. I bet it will be. So take some time to play now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Will, meet Ed. Let's play.
All right, Ed and Leanne, today I've brought a game of categories using the word Minsk. For each category I give you, you tell me something in it, starting with each of the letters M-I-N-S-K. The category were two-syllable girls' names. You might say Mary, Ingrid, Norma, Sarah, and Kathy. All right, here's your first category, makes of automobiles.
Mazda.
Good.
Nissan.
Good.
Kia.
Good.
Saturn.
And S. Saturn, yes. And just an I. Two of them from Japan.
Isuzu.
Isuzu and Infiniti.
Infiniti.
Good job. Here's your second category, parts of the human body.
Mouth.
Uh-huh.
Instep.
Okay, intestines also.
Nose.
Good.
Sinuses.
All right. Shoulder, spine, stomach, and a K.
Knee.
Knee. Excellent. Here's your next category, Indian tribes.
Sioux for S.
Good.
Kiowa for K.
Excellent.
N would be Navajo.
Good.
Mohawk.
Mm-hmm. Mohawk, good. And an I.
Only one I can think of is Inca.
Iroquois.
Iroquois, yes. Also the Illinois. All right, here's your last category, words of 5 or more letters ending in K.
S would be stock.
Good.
K would be kiosk.
Uh-huh.
Can I use a foreign term?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, no, I remember it's a cartoon, you call somebody a nudnik. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's Yiddish for
list.
Something.
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's English now.
All right.
Think of something you strike to make a light. Or to
matchstick.
Matchstick is good, and all you need is an eye.
Ice pick.
Ice pick, yes. Nice work.
Very well done, Leanne.
Ed, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that through your heart. You were great.
It's not nearly as easy on the telephone as it is just listening to the radio.
Oh, that's what they all say. But you're absolutely right. It is not as easy. But it's fun. And we've added some fun. We've had a series of celebrity guests reading what you can take home from being our guest today. Our guest this week appeared Thursday night during the season premiere of his Emmy Award-winning television show, 30 Rock.
Jack?
I'm back, Lemon. Devin thought he could humiliate me, but he doesn't understand that I worked my way up from the bottom before and I can do it again. The last time took me 22 years, but I know so much more now this time. I think I can do it in 9.
So you're going to be a mailroom guy?
I'm the head mailroom guy. I've already been promoted once since this morning.
That's Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock. And here he is with your puzzle prizes, Ed.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. And I listen to Weekend Edition on WNYC in New York.
What do you think, Ed?
Sounds very good to me.
What member station do you listen to?
KJZZ in Phoenix.
Ed Kulcik of Sun City, West Arizona. Have a good day on Election Day. Wear some comfortable shoes, and thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us. You're great.
Thank you very much.
All right. Will, a challenge for everyone to try and solve in the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Peter Weiss. It's a little different from the usual, and it's in recognition of the presidential election on Tuesday. The names of Presidents Reagan and Clinton have something unusual in common. In fact, these are the only presidents in U.S. history whose names share this characteristic. What is it? So again, the names of Presidents Reagan and Clinton have something very unusual in common. These are the only presidents in U.S. history whose names share this characteristic. What characteristic is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master and Man in Minsk, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.